This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Italy's Thailand apology, a crisis communication breakdown. What happened? A group of Italian teenagers caused such serious disruption during a trip to Thailand that the Italian embassy felt compelled to issue a formal public apology on their behalf. The students were removed from the country and sent home early. The incident escalated beyond a school discipline matter into a full diplomatic and reputational crisis for Italy. The communication angle. This story is not really about badly behaved teenagers. It is about what happens when private behaviour becomes a public identity and how institutions respond when they have no good options left. The Italian embassy did the right thing by apologising. Full stop. When your people cause harm in someone else's house, you own it publicly and without qualification. The apology sent a clear signal. Italy takes this seriously. Thailand is respected. And these individuals do not represent the country. That is exactly the correct move. A vague statement or a quiet diplomatic note would have looked like covering for the kids. Public apology was the only credible choice. But here is where the communication broke down entirely. Nobody was talking before this happened. The school, the chaperones, the parents, someone in that chain had a responsibility to set behavioural expectations loudly and clearly before those teenagers ever boarded the plane. Be good is not a briefing. Travelling as representatives of your country to a host nation with a profoundly different culture requires specific, direct preparation. What are the rules? What are the consequences? What are you representing? Those conversations were either never had or had so weakly that nobody remembered them 2 days into the trip. The other failure is institutional speed. Diplomatic apologies work best when they are fast and unambiguous. Any delay, any hedging, any we are looking into the matter language bleeds credibility fast. The faster you claim responsibility and name the harm, the faster the story stops growing. Silence invites speculation. Qualification invites suspicion. There's also a lesson here about proxy accountability. The embassy apologised for people who were not embassy staff. That is the nature of national representation. When you travel internationally, especially as a group, you carry your country's reputation on your back whether you asked to or not. That is not a metaphor. That is a practical reality that communicators, educators, and leaders need to make concrete and personal for the people they send out into the world. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on accountability language gives you a framework for crafting apologies that actually repair credibility instead of just checking a box. Most people water down their apologies trying to protect themselves. That instinct is understandable and it is exactly wrong. The chapter shows you how to say the hard thing cleanly, quickly, and in a way that leaves your reputation stronger than it was before the crisis started. The takeaway. Before you send anyone anywhere to represent you, whether it is a trip, a conference, a client meeting, or a public event, give them a one-page briefing that answers 3 questions. What are you representing? What behaviour is non-negotiable? What happens if you get it wrong? Write it down, say it out loud, and make them confirm they heard it. Verbal accountability before the fact is cheaper than a diplomatic apology after. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.